I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that I really, really think is important, especially in your personal life and your business life, but it's something that I speak to my clients about so much, challenge them, and really force them to create a better relationship with their money through creating money routines, creating intentional times that they spend time with their money, and what actual activities and tasks they should be completing on a regular basis. One of the things that made a huge difference for me was being able to set aside time every recurring week or month or however you may need to do this to really sit down and spend time with my money and take care of the things that I need to take care of. And it allowed me to always know what's happening with my money. I could tell you exactly how much money is in each bank account, at least within the last 7 days. I can tell you exactly what balances are, what's going on with my money, profit-wise, expense-wise, what my margins are all the time. Because to me, once I really dug deep and got in there, it changed everything. I was no longer making assumptions. I was no longer checking my bank account before I was going to make a decision. I was no longer feeling like, you know, my money was controlling me. I was now controlling my money. There were so many things that happened as I started to create my processes and my change my relationship with money and all of that. But more specifically today, I really want to get into one aspect of this, and that is something that I call Money Monday. You have probably heard me talk about this before if you watch me on Instagram or follow me, or you've listened to podcasts before where I do talk a little bit about money. But Money Monday was the day that I decided every week that I was going to do my money routine for the week. And it's my date, my weekly date with my money. And I have certain tasks that I have chosen to do during that time. For me, the reason why I chose Monday, because a lot of people I'm sure are going to be like, Monday is like a crazy busy day already. How are you implementing money already into your, you know, regular weekly routine? And the thing is that for me, when I check in with my money on Monday, the beginning of the week, the rest of the week is all intentional and strategic based off of kind of what's happening with my money. And the reason why that's important to me is because I started this business or any business that I do to make money. And if it's not going to help the bottom line and make me more money, I'm not doing it. And if I'm going to decide that week to spend some money or increase our expenses, or maybe say, hey, I need to check into this expense because I know this is going on this week, like, it just helps me be in control and it helps my mindset be right based on what's happening with the money, on what we're going to be doing and changing and deciding throughout the rest of the week. And so for me, it's crucial for me to start my week making sure I know what is my actual priority in this business. And I will also tell you that when you're in certain stages of your profitability, the money that you have, whatever, in your business, you sometimes no longer give urgency to bullshit in your business that you thought before you had to deal with. And now as you are more in control of your money and understanding where that profit's coming from, you're like, you know what? This doesn't actually make me profit. I'm not going to deal with this. This is not necessary. I am able to let it go. And I promise you, it makes you such a happier business owner. So let's talk a little bit about what my weekly Money Monday routine looks like. And it takes me now about, I would say, 30 minutes a week. And no longer than that. I mean, at some point, it took me maybe a little bit longer just because I was still figuring out what I wanted to do. But now that I'm in the groove of it and I know exactly what I need, it really just takes me like half an hour. Unless there's something that's urgent, you know, that maybe like a issue with some kind of bill that I might have to look into or different things like that, but that's pretty rare. So the first thing that I do on Money Mondays is I go through and I write down physically on a tracker that I have. There's a reason I do this physically, and we'll talk about that. I physically write down all my transactions in all of the bank accounts, credit cards, and any other financial accounts. Then I check my balances in all the bank accounts, credit cards, everything like that. And then I see what payments have cleared that needed to go through, make sure those cleared, and which ones are pending coming up for this week, so that I know that obviously there's enough funds. I just know what's coming up, and I want to make sure that I'm on top of that. And then I would organize any paper or digital bills that come through. Once I've done that, I will take a look at my weekly expenses for that week and what I projected for the expenses to be and what the expenses actually were for the week prior. I will take a look at what the balances are, what I projected them to be, and what they actually are. So I'll take projected versus actual and just kind of take a look. And that's also including my income. So did I make the amount of money I thought I was going to make within the last week? And did I spend more than I thought I was going to or less than I thought I was going to in the last week? By doing this, it really helps me know, am I able to gauge what's happening with my business and the income and expenses that are coming in and out pretty accurately? Like, am I on top of it? And if I'm not, what is it that I am off on? Especially when it comes to my expenses, seeing if I sort of lost control in spending one week or another week or something that might have gone on. I help and look at that. It helps me see if there's any specific triggers that happen and how do I stay in a better state of not spending money that's not necessary. Then I reconcile the week, make sure it's balanced, categorized based on what was a need and what was a want. So that's another thing that I work on with clients a lot is when we finally do this together, they're always surprised by what falls into the need pile and what falls into the want pile, right? And I'm not telling you don't go out and spend money on things you want. That's not what I'm saying. I do this, I spend money on what I want all the time. But what I'm saying is if you're not aware of what's actually happening with your money, you will lose control. You will get to a point where it's been 10 years and you know you made a certain amount of income and you have nothing to show for it, or you don't realize where the hell the money went. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I've been there, right? And there's times where I still find myself there, but a lot less because of what I do now. And lastly, you know, you pay the bills, you do what you got to do. So every week, I write down every transaction that comes in and out of every single financial account that I have. The reason I do this is, yes, I have QuickBooks. Yes, I have a bank statement. Yes, I have all these things. But the physical writing down of all the transactions that have gone in and out help me be hyper aware of what's happening in my businesses and my accounts. And it allows me to have my own time where I'm sitting here working on this stuff. And I know it's going to sound to most of you like double the work or not necessary, but let me tell you, it is a game changer. It is something that I have made a non-negotiable in my life because the amount of profit I was able to change as my margin in my business is because of this. The amount of money I've been able to save in liquid funds because of just me doing this and being super aware. The amount of things I stopped spending money on, the amount of things I was able to no longer have triggers into me automatically and almost subconsciously spending because I was so used to doing that. The amount of debt that has been paid off, just the increases of the balances of my bank accounts because I've done this, okay, is just astronomical. It's just the minimal things that happen when you take one step and you're consistent with that step and you're becoming hyper aware of what's happening, you tend to start making different decisions and you tend to start attracting certain things that you want in your life and from the universe. And by doing this weekly, and I don't mean like if you're on vacation on a Monday, like I want you to stop and go check in with your money. No, it's okay to take a break for vacation. But otherwise, in your regular routine, having a Money Monday routine, I'm telling you, is the first step to gain financial freedom, the first step to get control of your money, to make better financial decisions all the way around. So I wanted to come on. You will probably hear me talk about money often here and there, but I really wanted to kind of explain what does that process look like. And again, it's 30 minutes of my life and I've got five businesses and like 25 bank accounts, okay? So it doesn't take me that long to add some extra transactions down. And here's the thing. At some point, you could probably go to monthly. Some of you probably should be doing this daily if you're having a profit issue or if you're in massive debt or you feel like you don't have control of your money. Do this every single day if you have to, and then go to weekly. And then once you feel like you have a better grip, do it monthly. And if you have an even better grip or you just feel like it's not necessary anymore until you get that anxious feeling of like, I'm not sure what's happening with my money, then go back and do it. But Money Monday for me, like I said, is a non-negotiable because it's just made such a difference in, you know, my financial freedom and my life regularly. A couple other things that I do like to do on a weekly basis that are just, you know, quick little things is I love cleaning out my wallet or my purse, getting rid of receipts, making sure that if I have any cash, they are nice and organized in a certain way. For me, that just helps with having the abundance mindset of money and really giving appreciation to the money that I have and just having, you know, that great relationship with it. And I always try to look at how I can reduce the expenses that I have. There is no amount of money in the world that won't, that will, that I could have where I want to ever have a mindset where it's like, I'll just pay whatever, never check, never want to see if there's anything better in the world. I'm the type of person that will always spend more money if I feel like I'm getting a deal. It doesn't mean I'm being cheap. It doesn't mean anything like that. But I think the minute we lose our value to the hard-earned money that we earn and we just let things fly by the wayside, like not checking all the crazy subscriptions maybe we have. I don't care if it's $10. Like if you're not using it, get rid of it, right? Things like that. So that's kind of the last couple things that I like to do on a weekly basis and just see, is there anything that I can maybe adjust here? Because even 1% of profit over and over compounding is still a change that's money that could be going back into your pocket for other things that you could be enjoying, right? So that's my little rant for today. That's just like my little lesson about Money Monday and why it matters to me. So if there's something that you're going to be implementing, if it's something that you have said, wow, like I really want to try to do this, go on social media and post about it or DM me or talk to me about it and hashtag Money Monday. And, you know, I really think this is an important movement that we should be teaching everyone because it's so important for you to have a good relationship with your money. And I hate when people say like, oh, I don't want to, you know, I get scared when I check my bank account and I hate talking to my CPA and I don't want to deal with this stuff. But like, here's the thing, like if you don't deal with it, it's going to get out of control and it's going to control you, unfortunately. And I'm here to tell you, you've got to take control. Don't be afraid, because the beginning might be a little bit painful and the growing pains are a little bit hard when you're learning what to do. But it could be just as simple as what I'm telling you today, and it can make major shifts and changes in your life financially, which in return will help you have a better quality of life. So if you have any questions, let me know. Thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you next week.